council meeting. This is the study session for Tuesday, March 13th, 2018. Time right now is 7:01 p.m. Ms. Baker, will you please call the roll?
Certainly. Council members present and establishing a quorum are Scarborough, Cutterback, Hanford, Rasmussen, Camp, and Gamble.
Thank you. And will everybody please rise and join me in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The next item we have on the agenda this evening is public comments. This is time set aside for members of the public to speak to the city council on any issue relating to the city of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter that is subject to a public hearing. We do have a sign-in sheet, and the first person that we have who signed up to speak this evening is it Pratt?
Pratt.
Pratt, please come forward and up to the podium and state your name and address for the record. And you have 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you, Pratt.
My name's Rick Kraft. I actually live in Snohomish, but I have Snohomish Transmission that's been in town here for 25 years. And I just wanted to address some of the comments we've heard at earlier meetings. People say that it seems silly to have such a small rig on the road, but yeah, my little 225 Yamaha is perfectly legal on any road. And go down I-5 on it if I want. And a side-by-side is way more protection than that. It's something that is not going to add to any traffic, because if I'm driving a side-by-side, I won't be driving my truck, which is bigger. So a lot of the things that have been said just don't really seem to be applicable. And it's kind of a shame that I buy 2 license tabs on this, and I really can't ride it on the road even though it's street legal. There's nowhere to go, and I really can't take it. There's no Forest Service road that allows you to go on except over by Konkin Alley. So it seems like a situation that needs to be addressed, because other vehicles you buy licenses for get to go. And these are no wilder or noisier or unsafer or anything than any motorcycle. So anyway, that's all I have to say.
Thank you, sir.
Is there anybody else who would like to speak to the city council this evening on any matter related to city business? Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to the next item on the agenda. And that will be council member reports. Do council members have any reports this evening? All right, seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to mayor and city administrator reports. Ms. Knight?
I don't have anything specific. Are you going to speak to me for chief's position?
Yes, thank you.
You're
So first, you'll find that there's a member of this week is there in packets. So I encourage you to just go ahead and take a look at that. If you've got any questions, please let me know. Please also take a look at the extended agenda, and please let us know if you are not going to be able to make an upcoming meeting. So go ahead and update your calendar accordingly. Also, last week we learned that our chief Pritzer would be retiring effective May 1st. On Friday, we went ahead and issued a RFP for services to help out with the recruiting process, and also to bring in an interim police chief. That material will be before the council mid-April for your consideration. If you have any questions about that, please feel free to contact me. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have. And Councilmember Kovac.
I will not be at council next week on the 20th. I have a concert at
Okay. We'll go ahead and mark that accordingly. Councilmembers, do you have any questions or comments? Councilmember Gamble.
April 10th, I will not be able to attend the show.
Okay. Are there any other questions or comments? Councilmember Kovac.
Just one comment. I just wanted to give kudos to Officer Springer from the police department. Last week, I don't know, I'm sure people got texts or emails. There was an incident at Hidden River, and I had a meeting up with the principal and with some parents at the school this morning, and they just really commented how Officer Springer did a great job and really helped the situation. So I want to thank him for that and the police department.
Thank you, Councilmember. Any other comments or questions from council members? All right. We're going to go ahead and move on to the item on our agenda then. This is discussion item number one. It's our only discussion item this evening. It's AB 18-070. Wheeled all-terrain vehicles, WATVs. Chief Plesser.
Well, I think I will turn it over to the committee that last met and reviewed this, and so they can make their recommendations and discuss it at that committee meeting.
Ultimately, the direction from our committee was to bring back to council for full discussion and then move from there. And so, seeing the packet that staff has put together some questions and some options to consider and go from there. So, Jeremy, do you have anything else to add to it? It was a rather brief discussion.
It was. There were some questions that came up. I actually spent a lot of time after the meeting to discuss with members who had shown up to get some more information. And I just found out tonight about licensing requirements from the state, stickers, and how much it costs. So at the meeting we had, I was leaning more towards just having the side-by-sides. But after some investigation and more information, I think the, the quad type is about the equivalent of the motorcycle. I really don't see that much of a difference in terms of usage. The one question I haven't seen the answer, and she just goes to you, do you see any big increases in enforcement? We've got a couple of recommendations, but I'm just curious if we have people shooting down roads, do you see any big impact to the city in that form?
No.
Okay. Because I was wondering if we needed to have a city fee, but if you don't see something like that to accommodate police officers.
We could have a city fee, but you have the chief's benevolent
fund. That's right. Earlier retirement fund, something like that. The only other point I found out or thought about, I guess 522, there's a section that's actually 25 miles an hour, so there would be three restrictions that I would like to see. The state common laws, as they're established, so I think if you ride a quad, you'd have to have a helmet. You'd have to be licensed. No driver's permits, no underage, nothing like that. I'm not sure, and as far as discussion, shooting across Highway 2 to get on either side, those roads are pretty congested, but I don't think it'd be any worse than taking a motorcycle on it. You're never to go east-west on Highway 2, and under no circumstances about 522. Those are the restrictions that we can see. That's 25, and that's probably the open point for discussion, but those are the points.
Thank you.
That's fine.
Thank you. So we'll go ahead and take individual council members. Before we do that, please let the record show that Councilmember Davis and her chambers is 702. Good evening. All right, Councilmember Sober.
Well, as I looked at the package, I have some questions for you and Mr. Pratt. You see no difference.
I'm sorry, Councilmember Sober, we're supposed to be talking to you.
Okay. The difference between a quad and a motorcycle, Mr. Pratt states that he doesn't see a difference in riding a quad or a motorcycle. I looked at the packages. I have no problem with it. Any of the quads that have roll cages side by side, the quads, my difference is you can lay a motorcycle down and you cannot lay a quad down. If you're going to hit something, you're not laying it down, you're hitting it. So I would argue that maybe we need to think about it, or you'll have to sell me more on an open quad as opposed to the ones that have, I'll call them, I see them to be basically no different than some of the smart cars I see around town. They aren't much bigger, except they got glass in the window. And I would agree with just about everything else that was in the package as far as license, drive, license, road legal, 18 and older, things like that. I would agree with. I think I would tend to say that I would go for the quads that have roll cages and not for the quads that are just quads. Would be my thought.
Okay. Thank you. Any other councilors want to weigh in? Councilor Gamble?
Yeah, and I plan to be part of the going over the highway. That is consistent with the state law, and I know in research, you know, because in eastern Washington, the area that you have, you can go over the state highway as long as you're not on it. So I don't see an issue, you know, with that. I think you guys all know my position on this one. I don't see a problem with any of it as long as they're street, you know, legal. You know, I've got motorcycles, I have side by sides. I don't know. I for most, I feel safer on the, you know, on a quad than riding the Harley around, right? And if it's street legal and you're a licensed driver, we're addressing that. We're not the only place. Even if you look outside of the state of Washington, there are other areas over the northeast, go up towards Maine, it's up Vermont, you know, some of the other states in the United States, so Montana. I don't have a problem with it. A lot of the options here in Ireland get for the motorcycle, a helmet at all times. For the ones that don't have a roll bar, if you got a roll bar, or, you know, side by side, it has all that. And it's kind of silly for you to wear a helmet inside of there, because you also got a seatbelt on in those as well. So I think parts. I think you even said it. My opinion is no different. Probably easier than a smart car. More like a gym body. So that's it. Yeah.
One thing I did mention was insurance.
Mm-hmm. So we go ahead and defer to Chief Windsor, and then we'll continue with council members. Chief Windsor.
I was going to say, it sounds as if the majority of the council is in favor of this. So I would suggest we go through the options.
Yeah.
And work for each one and select which ones you would like.
So if everybody's okay with that, let me go ahead and start off with the policy option.
I just have a question.
Okay.
So how would 203 be treated? I mean, it's 25 miles north to the city. But technically it's a highway, so.
Yeah, we would get to option.
Was it in there?
Yes.
Absolutely.
It would be under the first section of policy options, yes. I'll tell you.
I got my glasses tonight, so I won't be able to read it, so you'll have to.
I don't have a computer.
There are three options on the streets here, and I would like to add a fourth one, is that they would be legal on all city streets 35 miles an hour left, but not on state highways except for 90-degree crossings. And that would only eliminate one crossing on State Route 2, or crossing State Route 2, and that would be at Lewis Street.
Right, because that's sort of pretty correct.
Yeah. You'd be able to cross
okay.
Old Owen and Highway 2, or Old Owen and Main Street, and you'd be able to cross Calcium and Highway 2.
So effectively, you'd be off Highway 2, 522, and 203. You would not be able to
cross. Yes. Okay. And the reason I'm 203 is because that's part of truck route.
That's a good point.
It is, it opens the rest of the city up. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Well, I'm going to go ahead and shoot through the policy options. So we start at the bottom of page one. Policy options, it says location where WATVs may be written. This is primarily a policy question of the P4 committee, and you can see it was a reference to the P4 committee. So there were three and then a fourth option. Option one would allow WATVs on all city streets where the speed limit is 35 or less. This would open WATVs throughout the city with the exception of US 2, where speed limits exceeded 35. So it sounded like there was not an interest in doing that. Does anybody want to have, does anybody prefer option one?
Well, actually, that's the one I was looking at first because it's simple. Once we, you know, I guess we have to have clear signage, or how are people going to know areas they can't go on? Do you know what I mean? It's easier if it's just 35 or less on all city streets.
Okay, so Highway 2 is in the city limits, and also 522. 522, as Councilmember Kim pointed out, at the Pearl, at least where Fred Meyer is, it's 25 miles an hour. So those would be two streets that we want to make certain you can't ride the WATV because of the amount of traffic, I think, is what the concern was that I heard. Is that correct, Chief?
Yes.
Okay.
And so let me just ask, because, I mean, before we're comparing them to motorcycles somewhat and other things, so we allow motorcycles on these areas. So I guess with the amount of traffic, what concerns does that bring up?
The amount of traffic.
But is it a safety issue? Like, I'm trying to understand why the amount of traffic with those, and maybe you know being able to do, oh no.
No, I don't know. I mean,
why do they need to go up Highway 2 when they can go up to adjacent streets to get to commercial establishments?
Yeah, I think the simplest way that we can have a law, the easiest for people to remember and understand, and for me it's very easy to say anything 35 and under that's within city limits is available.
Although,
yeah, no, go ahead, because I'm just trying to figure that out.
The state law, though, is specific towards not on any state highway. You can cross a state highway, but not
drive down.
Did not drive down, even if it was in the city limits. That's what I'm going to have to go with.
Yeah.
The other consideration is there's the state certification for motorcycles. Mm-hmm. So you go through a training program and get whatever endorsement for what it's worth.
Yeah, you still got to have a driver's license in order to drive an ATV, though. So.
Well, that's true.
The reason why you go through on the motorcycle is because it's a two-wheeled vehicle, in my opinion. You're operating a four-wheeled entity when you're talking quad or side by side.
Yeah. So that's all. I'm just trying to. If it's a state law that it can't be on a state highway, then I get that. If it's not a state law, the simplest way, the easiest to enforce, the easiest for people to know would be the route I would go, unless there's a huge safety concern that, you know, makes sense.
Here, from other councilors.
He's giving me
fish eyes. No, all right. Okay, so I hear Councilmember Cutback expressing potential interest in option one. Is anybody else interested in option one? Okay, Councilmember Scarborough.
I'm okay with that. The other two don't look to be what we're going to do, I don't think.
Okay, so option three, we skip down to option three that talks about the city council may want to consider restricting WATVs to the north and south sides of US 2 and west of 522. This would allow connectivity between residential neighborhoods and the city's commercial districts. So the other way that we can approach this is just to say basically option one, but the exceptions being Highway 2 and 522.
I'll just read the RCW.
Yeah.
So the RCW 47.17, see, a person may not operate a all-wheeled, all-terrain vehicle on state highways that are listed in Chapter 47.17 RCW. However, a person may operate a wheeled, all-terrain vehicle upon a segment of a state highway listed in Chapter 47.17 if the segment is within the limits of a city or town and the speed limit on the segment is 35 miles per hour or less.
Yeah.
So nothing that precludes us from doing option one.
Okay. So So you can do option one and actually remove the exception of US Highway 2?
Correct.
Right, everywhere where it's 35 or under is what we should say. So
you could go down 520.
No, because it's,
you know, because it's 55 or
under. You would just probably go along to it. You could throw a sign there that says no WATV use for
5.2.
So let me ask that question. Is there an interest in allowing WATV use on all city streets, on all streets within the city, including Highway 2, where it is 35 or under?
On Highway 2 or crossing Highway
2? No, this would include on Highway 2, these ones. So this goes to what the state law would allow for you, to what Councilmember Campbell would have
done. And that would eliminate the issue with going down across and going down Lewis Street.
Correct, yeah. You'd still be able to drive on Lewis Street because it's under 35 miles an hour. You'd be able to drive east-west on Highway 2 because it's 35 or under where it's 35 or under. We would put a sign up probably in those rare circumstances like 522 where the on-ramp is off Fred Meyer where it curls around.
We have to identify that. So if the RCW is it licensing requirements? Is it, do you have to have a license or
you have to have a, yeah. I remember that from the last
time. You have to have a driver's license.
Yes, that's right.
So that's 16 and a half.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can change the page.
So you're going to get into 16 or 18 in number 3, option 2.
The speed limit's going to be extended 35 mile an hour west to up here within the street is right before the fairgrounds. Where it's increasing right now 45 or 22.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So the question, and again, this is something we put together in ordinance to bring forward for council's consideration. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to take direction this evening to bring forward an ordinance. So it sounds like there's an interest in the council to go ahead and bring something forward. Is there an interest, a general support for pulling forward with the 35 or less throughout the entire city?
Yes, except for 522.
Right, except for 522. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and proceed with direction then to update, to create a code that will allow for WATV use throughout the entire city, except that where it's 35 or under. Okay, with that said, Councilmember Hanford.
Yes, thanks. Just a clarifying question. So then, say someone lives in the foothills and they want to get their quad down. Be back behind hours, few old hours as well. Then they have to go with cross Highway 2.
Yes.
Go down Browns Boulevard.
Yes.
Come through the main town.
Or go through the industrial park.
Yeah, the industrial park. But they could not ride on Highway 2 from Browns Boulevard until just about the Fred Meyer where it changes to 35.
Right.
Okay. And then so. And 5.2 is totally off limits.
Yeah.
And 203 is totally on limits until they reach the edge of town.
Yeah, because the county would regulate outside city limits.
And it jumps to 35 right outside the town, right past the bridge, right?
Yeah,
right. So they could theoretically go from the foothills through the Frylands, down Main Street, out across the bridge. I'm sure they want to get out of the bed half
and they just can't go up.
Yeah, we'll be up to the county next
right. Okay. But the friend lives right there off the highway. They could then just pull, they could drive through our city, cross the bridge, and get off the road.
This would also create a connection where somebody driving from the south, if there's ever a change in different laws, to go from the bridge all the way through town to the north end of town up Channel if laws change at some point in time.
Okay. Okay, I think you've answered my question.
Okay. All right, so we will go ahead and proceed with a modification to option one, allowing for use of WATVs on all city streets that are 35 miles per hour or less, recognizing that in some situations like the 522 on ramp by Fred Meyer, that would be an area where it would be prohibited. All right, let's move on to item number two, types of WATVs. So option one, all WATVs as approved by state law, or option two, only side-by-side wheeled all-terrain vehicles. Councilmember Scarborough.
I would go with option two.
Okay. Do I hear any other objections? So let's put it this way. Are there objections to option one besides Councilmember Scarborough? Does anybody else object to option one, which would be doing as approved by state law?
Not an objection, but a question.
Okay.
Council requires it for Cuomo's, right? For the straddle of that. So, and side by side, like you said, it's a small car. Essentially, those are not required.
Side by side would still be required if it doesn't have a rollover.
Okay, so there's still.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have state laws, state home laws.
Yes, we think of the guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Any further councilman?
I don't know. Just, I vote. I think we should do with quads as well.
Okay. Councilmember Hanford?
Thanks. So can you just, before you just say anybody want option one, anybody want option two, can we just kind of define a little bit, refresh, because it's been what, months since we've talked about this?
Absolutely.
Just so we know what we're talking about.
Okay. Chief, do you want to describe a little bit the difference between option one and option two?
Well, they have pictures of them in the documents that you were given.
They are down.
74 pages.
You were in the picture. It's not that far down. It's down there.
Remember that three really wrong games? It's got four now. That's wild.
And they got rid of trees for a reason.
Anybody know which page it's on?
This second. AV18-070, page
quick and just behind you in the chat.
I'm on page 7 of 74.
Seven of 74?
I'm looking at page 7 of 74.
The number of pages.
Yeah. Chief, is this what you're referring to?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Chief, this right here is a quad?
That's a side by side.
Side by side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be more like a quad and a redundant. The only thing would be they're required to have lights and turn signals.
Great, good shot.
But yeah, every single one of those, just like on a, like you could on a motorcycle, like an off-road bike, you can plate it out so that it's street legal. Yeah, so you'd have to do the same thing on it.
So option one would be any of these.
Correct.
And option two
would be street legal.
Just be the side, separate side.
So two person ones, I guess, so not the one you write out on the yard with. Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, so looking for general support for option one or option two. I'm hearing one objection to option one. Okay, does anybody else object to option two?
You have six that say option one is fine and one that says they don't like option.
That's kind of what I'm understanding. Thank you for clarifying. Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll proceed with option one, which is allow all WATVs according to
state law.
Okay. All right. Hold on, everybody. Sorry. What is the next policy item? Well, I'm pulling this up.
Who may ride? Option one is operator must have a valid driver's license, participate in the state WATV certification course approved by the partner licensing. And option two is must be 18 and have a valid driver's license and participate in the same certification course.
Okay. Do I have a preference for one of those?
My preference would be two.
Councilmember Hanford?
Can you refresh us on what the state law is for motorcycles? And I thought there was some law about people riding quads having to be a certain age?
No, well, we can set the parameters, in other words, the driver's license, that would be the minimum 16. They don't get a motorcycle license. It's just the driver's license.
So at what age can someone get a motorcycle license?
16.
A motorcycle endorsement?
16.
And there what, wasn't there some, I thought there was some age in the state law that they can't drive ATVs unless they're a certain age. Mm-hmm. I'll yield if anybody remembers.
I think there were other cities that chose to increase that local movement on.
Yeah, one was 21.
Yeah, I think other cities chose to change it.
Right, but then what did they change it from? That's the question, is what is
60?
It's just 60. Okay. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Councilmember Kent and then Councilmember Scarborough.
So the certification for the WATD is...
I don't know anything about that. I didn't write this. Okay. It's the first I've seen that. Anybody?
There's no required out of the other state.
Yeah. So there is one.
I'm sorry, there is not a state certification course?
No.
Okay, so the options are then a valid driver's license or 18 and a valid driver's license. So the difference here is you can be 16 with a valid driver's license or 18 with a valid driver's license. Council's preference. Did I get that right on the council member appointed?
Chief?
Yes, thank you. All right, so the question is 16 with a license or 18 with a license? Councilmember Scarborough.
Is there, what is the rule about kids having somebody in the car with a 16-year-old driver for
6 months? Mm-hmm. They have to be a licensed driver for 6 months.
So side by side, you have to be 16 and a half with a driver's license before you get a test.
Well, it's not 16 and a half, it's 6 months from when they get their driver's license.
That's right.
So if you're under 18. So, I mean, you can put that.
Maybe.
Yeah, it'll be the same.
Yeah, same rule.
I had a hard time when I arbitrarily wanted, you know, I could be an OEF of 18 and I'm going to be more responsible at 18, but if they're 16, they can go get their endorser and ride a motorcycle.
Councilmember Kent?
Thank you. So, in terms of enforcement, you see somebody who's 6'2". Looks too young if we were doing an 18 or 21 year old thing. That would just give the police an option to stop them and check ID.
Well, driver's license is a secondary violation.
Okay.
You have to stop for speeding, equipment, something like that, and then if the license is invalid, then that's an charge. If they appear to be like 10 years old,
probable cause.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot.
Oh, okay.
It's made it all in.
But the difference between 16 and 18, I have a problem between 16 and 30.
Agreed.
I'll support option one.
Okay, so I hear support on option one, which would just driver's license. Okay, does anybody oppose option one?
I don't have a logical argument except, you know, what you were saying, safety issue, but I don't have anything to really back that up for somebody needing to be 18.
Okay.
Just my sense of wanting more responsible, older, you know, driving it, so.
So what I'm understanding then is that there's a consensus for an ordinance to be drafted with option one minus the state WATD certification course approved by Department of Licensing so that we don't take that access. Is that correct?
Yes. I'm just curious, so are we planning on what?
I'm
haven't heard anything, but I know we put in the center like watercraft, so I'm sure they'll get to what they're doing for that.
If you're in the states.
What we'll do is we'll have some staff will do that, because we can always bring forward an amendment to the trends. We'll look into that. Councilor Hanford?
My question was if we should leave language in there or just change it to, so that if there is ever one, then it's required. So, you know, I'm sure that the attorney can look at that or however you want to do that. But so we don't have to bring it back for an amendment. Oh, now we have to enforce this. Just have it in there so that they must have participated if there is one.
You just say it here in the state law.
Yeah. Something like that.
Councilor Reeves?
I was just, that's what it's redundant to say that we would require that. Require something that's required by the state.
Okay. So what we could do is do something to the effect operator must have a valid driver's license and comply with other state law related to WATVs or something.
If this is passed and it's required to operate one, they don't have a valid driver's license. So if you just leave it as operator must have a valid driver's license.
Period.
Period.
Oh. Yep.
Because any future endorsement would be a valid driver's license.
Yeah. I mean, okay. If they pass the state law the way it is, one has to have this endorsement,
right.
And they don't have it, then the driver's license is valid.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. Option one, driver's license, strike the rest of it. Okay. Passengers. Option one, passengers allowed. Option two, passengers not allowed, unless dot dot dot. Option three, non-parental transport of minor passengers under 18 years of age is prohibited. So, what is council's preference? I would assume that option one is what state law is. Is that correct? Chief, do you want to go through these real quick?
I don't know about option one. I think if there's a position for the passenger to sit on the vehicle, I can't imagine being allowed. But I would think option two is a good one if the vehicle is designed to carry more than one person.
Okay.
I think that's a good one.
Okay, Councilmember Gamble?
Yeah, that's the way, I mean, if you want to use what was stated earlier, we use the example of a personal watercraft. You can't have, personal watercraft is rated for three people, you can't have more than three people involved in that meeting. You can't have three on watercraft and more than two. That would be over the limit. So, okay. Option two would just make sense.
Everybody,
whatever the machine's designed for.
Sort of got WATV pulling the tube down.
Yeah, when it snows.
So. Oh, wait a minute.
That's why we're camped. That would only be a sofa.
Yeah.
Story after me.
Yeah.
So, really, story after me. So, what we're going to do is option two, as I'm understanding it from council.
Yeah.
And we'll go ahead and move on to safety equipment. Chief?
Option one is a motorcycle helmet at all times. Option two, motorcycle helmet, except in the WATV that is equipped with seat belts and roll bars or a closed passenger compartment.
And it sounded as if that was option two that council was discussing earlier. Anybody want option one?
No, but I have a question.
Councilmember Kent?
So if you've got, I assume the police will be able to see if the WATV is properly equipped to not require a helmet, just as they drive by. I don't want somebody with some stripped down version shooting around without a helmet if it's the requirement.
Well, the seat belts should be, it doesn't say shoulder belts, but roll bars would be visible.
Okay, and that's more what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
Okay, so we'll do option two. Councilor Hanford, sorry.
You're right. Maybe I should put my own there. My question is, what is the state law for motorcycles?
For motorcycles?
But it would be, same thing would be required for any quad, because they don't have a goal.
Right. Okay.
But your side by side, a lot of them are more like a smart car.
So option two is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to look your direction from now on first.
Thank you.
Item 6, insurance. Chief?
Option one is insurance is not required but encouraged. Option two is proof of current liability insurance with liability limits of at least amounts provided in and in compliance with the requirements set forth in the RCW 2629. Written proof required upon request of the law enforcement officer.
Council?
Two.
Hearing unanimous support from two. Councilmember Hanford?
Two.
Sounds good. So we'll go with option two. Item seven, prohibited areas except law enforcement and maintenance staff. So do we want to prohibit their use on sidewalks, bike paths, and trails? Okay, do we want to prohibit their use in city parks except in a designated parking lot? Okay, so the answer is yes to both of those.
All right.
Al Roman?
Would that be open?
That would be prohibited right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess the thing that I've heard from staff, and she correct me if I'm wrong or misstating, but the trails that we have aren't made to support those vehicles right now. I think staff is concerned about soft surface trails being damaged by them. I think that if they're going to allow them on the trails, they want to make the roads like at Al Roman Park a little bit more sturdy. But I certainly defer to staff.
They can drive in the road going into the
park
turnaround for our asphalt.
They not off into the trails.
Correct.
All right. Council members, do you have any additions? Anything else related to this item? All right, so to be clear, I think we've got Kelly here. I have been given direction from the council to go ahead and bring back these items. There will be an ordinance brought back before council, and according to our usual procedure, there would be a first reading and a second reading before a final decision would be made. And certain members of the public, again, seeing Kelly there, members of the public are certainly welcome to send in comments. This is, I guess that's all I have to add right now. So anybody else, should we go to the order? Chief, do you have anything else for this evening?
No.
Okay, does Knight have anything further?
No.
Okay, there's no further business this evening. Council?
Move to adjourn.
Second. Yeah, motion to adjourn from Councilman Hanford. Motion passes 7-0. We're adjourned. Thank you very much. Have a great evening.